seated. May be seated. Open your Bibles up to 1 Peter chapter 2. I want to say happy, in case I miss you, happy birthday, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. That comes direct from the Father through me to you. Glory to God. So happy Father's Day. Open your Bibles up to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 19. How many of us constantly, and we've been asked this a lot of times, going through some trials, amen, calamities, yes, griefs? They are non-stop. And seems like there is no end to them. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So there's no need to worry or to fear, because he didn't give us those type of spirits. But the Spirit of the Lord is up on us and has anointed us to live freely in the liberty of his word. So I'm saying happy Father's Day. The title of this message is not Father. It's not. I know you might be looking for a Father's Day message. But it is a Father's Day message. It's just not traditional. You know, it comes from the Father. Amen. So the title of this message is called The Example. Verse 19, 2 Peter, 1 Peter 2nd chapter, verse 19. It says, for this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongly. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It says, for this is thanksworthy. In other words, this is the undeserved favor of God to man. For conscience toward God, that when we are going through all of these calamities and trials, circumstances and all of these things, that God is there with us always, never forsaking us, but he's always there to bring us through the things that we are going through the suffering that we are going through. Why? Because he first was partaker of it first. Yes. And he made a way so that we can have a way. Right. Hallelujah. Yeah. But we have to realize that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we are going through all of these calamities, that's not our vision. Our vision is the one who died on Calvary, shed his precious blood, got up out of that grave, went home to be with the Father. He was seen by men before he left here. Let us know that all is well. Glory to God. If we keep our mind stayed up on him, we can have that perfect peace here in this earth. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. He said, but this is thanksworthy. amen, for conscience sake. In other words, it's a knowing. Yeah. It's to know that God can deliver you. You got to know this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just can't read this.
Come on.
Ha, shaka.
Come on.
Your food is no good if you don't eat it on time. It becomes stale, and then when you eat it, it contaminates your body. Glory to God. But the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No minute, no matter when you partake of it, it's still fresh, it's still anointed, it's still thanksworthy, glory to God. It's still able to bring you out and to set you free from all of your calamities. Come on and give God some praise. So it's the knowledge, the knowing, that's the conscience toward God, the knowing that God can set us free. In other words, it's a co-knowledge with oneself. The witness born to one's conduct by conscience. It's that faculty by which we are able to apprehend the will of God. Without him, without this word, and without the Holy Ghost, we can't apprehend what is the perfect will for God in our life.
That's right.
Glory to God. We can't do this thing alone.
Amen.
God created man in his own image and his own likeness and gave him dominion over his created works. So that means that man came directly from God. God created him. But it was forfeited. The works that the dominion was forfeited because the man that he created perfect decided to bring in another mindset.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Glory to God. But he couldn't contaminate it that we was created by God.
Yeah.
He couldn't mess that up, but he brought in another mindset to upset you throughout the day, to buffet you, to cause you to fall down, to cause you to turn away from the things of God. And when you turn away from this word, you are all alone, glory to God. But when you have that co-knowledge with Jesus Christ, the one that's living on the inside, say we got two natures here, one the old nature, one the new nature. When we turn, glory to God, to the new nature, glory to God, then the presence of God rise up, glory to God, and let us know right from wrong, glory to God. Let us know how to separate and how not to separate, glory to God. Let us how to live and walk uprightly like we should walk uprightly. Let us know how to rebuke, glory to God. Let us know how to revive and not revive again. Let us know how to love, glory to God, and not hate, glory to God. I'm talking about a mighty God, and that's the Father of us all, and he never changes, glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a conscious, so controlled by the apprehension of God's presence. What a spirit of the Lord is, that's liberty.
Yes.
Yes. So you don't have to worry about this because you're going through some stuff. Glory to God. There is liberty waiting on you. Glory to God. And the only way you're going to come to your knowledge is, your sense, I should say, is that the presence of God comes in. That's got the control over everything. That presence comes in against that old nature. And the old nature must bow down when God steps in, glory to God, in the midst of your calamity, in your trouble. God steps in the middle, glory to God. And he changes according to his will, glory to God. And when you turn to him and live according to his will, you have all the victory that you have need of in this world, as long as you're in this world. But guess what? When we leave here, we don't need no victory. When we leave here, we're going to have the complete victory, because there won't be no more calamities. There won't be no more sickness. There won't be no more sin. There won't be no more hate. It'll only be love of the Father in the fullness thereof. Come on.
Preach it, brother.
Hallelujah. He said, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. How many suffer wrongfully? I know y'all think somebody else make you suffer wrongfully all the time. Somebody else is always buffeting you. You might not like what your neighbor doing next door, so you point your finger and say, he's buffeting me. But I got news for you. Someone else buffeted you 24/7. Hallelujah. And guess what? He's your neighbor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But we also got another neighbor, and he's our father. Glory to God. And the one that buffets you all the time is always contending with the Father or contending with the Word of God. Trying to sway you, trying to pull you away, trying to cause you not to live holy, trying to cause you to turn the head stops, glory to God. But then the presence of the Lord comes in, the greater thoughts, glory to God, the greater will, the greater knowledge, the controlling strength, the controlling power, and it speaks to your spirit that which he created, glory to God, in the beginning, in his image, in his likeness. God talks to that spirit, the man that he created perfectly, glory to God, and man contaminated that, but he sent a second one. That's that nature that's in us through Christ Jesus. And Jesus came, glory to God, to retrieve that which the man forfeited, glory to God. He came and replaced it, glory to God. But he replaced it with greater than it was before, glory to God. So we have power over our power, the enemy. And nothing shall by enemies hurt us, glory to God. He gave us the keys to the kingdom, glory to God. And whatsoever we bound on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. So you don't have to worry about your calamity. Loose them unto Jesus Christ, the one that's on the inside. And he will deliver you and set you free. Come on again.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. He said, well, what glory is it if when ye be buffeted? What do you gain? In other words, what do you gain because someone don't like you?
Come on.
You certainly don't make any money. I'll tell you what you gain. Something that you don't want. Stress. Sickness. Disease. A dull mind. Glory to God. You can't think straight. You go off your rocker. That's the old man telling you to go ahead on. Because you got a free will. Glory to God. But you got to let him know that the free will ain't one-sided. Glory to God. But as another, glory to God, and his name is Jesus. And when what Jesus spoke, glory to God, he said, you got freedom, glory to God. You got power over all these things. So why are you contending with him, glory to God? Why are you calling this glory? This is not the glory. I am the glory, glory to God, that's on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. All you got to do is call on my name and I will answer thee and show thee great things that thou know not of. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. So what does the glory for your faults? Notice it said your faults. Glory to God. I can't blame it on my sister, my brother. I can't point my fingers. You point one finger, you look at them other three. They pointing at you. Their thumb is trying to get around there to let you know, glory to God, that you can't point your finger at nobody else. It's your fault. But see, man, the old nature man don't want you to know that it's your fault. Hallelujah. He want to keep you in the dark. He want to keep you crying and belly aching. Glory to God. He want to keep those tears in your eyes and your heart burdened down and all this stuff. Glory to God. And when your heart is burdened down, you suddenly get strokes and heart attacks. And you're always attending the doctor's office. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to the wrong doctor. Glory to God. You got to wake up and realize who is the doctor. He's the doctor of all doctors. Glory to God. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. Glory to God. He's the one who set us free in the beginning. And he came again to retrieve that freedom, glory to God, and give it back unto us one more time. So I'm here to tell you, lift up Jesus, glory to God. That's our freedom. That's our strength. That's our joy. That's our peace. That's our deliverance. That's everything that we have need of. So lift him up, because he did it all. And while he did it all, we can do it all through him. Come on, give it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, when you be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently.
In other words,
because I'm being hurt, should I be patient with this? Well, I'm here to tell you one thing. If you don't be patient, you won't get delivered. They that wait upon him shall renew their strength. You got to wait upon Jesus if you want to be patient. I don't know about you, but I'm not patient. I'm quick. But we can't be quick. We got to be patient. And it goes on to say, but if when ye do well and suffer for it, you can't get patient. This is acceptable with God. If this is acceptable with God, then God does not change. So that means that when I'm going through some hard times, when I'm not patiently, then the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is there is liberty. That means that the presence of the Lord rises up to my occasion, glory to God. In spite of what I'm going through, He's still your God. In spite of what you experience, He's still your God. In spite of what's about to come up on you, He's still your God. So there's nothing above God, for He is the name above every name, glory to God. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. You can put a name on it, glory to God. You can call it calamity, grief. You can call it pain, strife, glory to God. Let me tell you something. Jesus suffered all of this stuff for our freedom, glory to God. So if you turn to Him, you got freedom, glory to God. If you call upon His name, you got the freedom. If you call upon Him, you got the victory, glory to God. If you call upon somebody else, I'm here to tell you, you're going to fall in the ditch, glory to God. But even then, Jesus come and rescue you, just like He came, glory to God, and rescue the human race. He came, He'll come and rescue you and get you out of that ditch and brush you off and start you on your way one more time. For hereunto, hallelujah. This is the example right here. 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps. He is the example. It says here that He also suffered. So if we're going to be partakers of His blessings, we got to also be partakers of His suffering. But He made a way for us. He took the brunt of everything. He took all the heat, glory to God. He took the power out of the fight, glory to God. So we don't have to fight as hard, because the battle belongs to Him, glory to God. And if we depend up on Him, God will be there every time, every trip of the way, every step, glory to God. He'll be there. So these are the steps that we should walk in, the steps of Jesus, glory to God. He suffered, He was buffeted, He was reviled, but He didn't revile again, glory to God. He was cursed out, glory to God, but He didn't curse back, glory to God. He was abused and rebuke, glory to God, but He didn't rebuke and bruise you, glory to God. The man that was rebuking Him, glory to God, but He went about His way, glory to God, just like a lamb, like He was, glory to God. That's what Jesus wants us to do, walk in His footsteps, turn the other cheek, glory to God. Let the enemy have his way, for the battle is God and not yours. God done already took care of your enemy. He shall deliver you out of his hands, glory to God, so you don't have to worry. I'm so happy, glory to God, that I know Jesus, glory to God. He's the best thing that ever happened in our lives, glory to God. There's none better than Him. He's the best Father. He's the best Son, glory to God. He's the best God. He's the best deliverer. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi, glory to God. Our banner, glory to God. He's Jehovah Roche, our healer, glory to God. He's Jehovah Nissi, glory to God. He's Jehovah, glory to God. Sink a new righteousness, glory to God. He's Jehovah, the one who delivered us and set us free. So lift up His name and glorify Him. Come on and give God the praise. It says, who Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. What is guile? In the book of Acts 13, chapter the 10th verse, you don't have to turn there, but it talks about being separated from the word of God. Paul and the other ministers was there preaching the gospel over there in the book of Acts. I forget what town it was, but there was a sorcerer by the name of Bar-Jesus, and he wanted to know everything about the gospel. But there's more than one sorcerer. Hallelujah. There's more than one calamity that you're going to go through. Let me say this about fathers, glory to God. When you went to buy that Father's Day card, and I know I do it a lot, I check the card out thoroughly and try to remember, did I buy this card the last time? Because those companies have the tendency to print the same thing, but they change the outside. Right. Glory to God. And when I go to buy that gift, I got to remember that I can't buy this one, or remember that did I buy this last year? I got to buy something differently. Glory to God, to give to my father, because if I give him the same thing, he's going to think that I'm not appreciated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But our heavenly Father, glory to God, he never changes.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, forever. So no matter what calamity we are going through, or what we bring to him, glory to God, he accepts it. Glory to God. So my thing that I bring to God is not the same as yesterday, but it's to the same God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, in the beginning was that word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I don't read all I can read in here. Well, I haven't read all I can read, but I read, and I find out that it's still the word of God. Hallelujah. I don't see no addition in here. But it talks about the one who tried to separate. Hallelujah. That was another sorcerer by the name of Elmas. It's interpreted the knowing one. In other words, he knew everything. Matter of fact, he tells you that he was the one that interpreted the Quran. Hallelujah. Trying to tell you that this is the way and this is not. But Paul, glory to God, let you and I, filled with the Holy Ghost, fixed his eyes up on the sorcerer and said, sir, will you try to pervert the word of God? Will you try to change it, glory to God? Will you try to hurt this sorcerer here, glory to God, who want to know about the word of God? He said, you are nobody but a child of the devil, glory to God. And the word child means son of the devil. So that leaves Lucifer out, glory to God, because he didn't have any sons, glory to God. So it's talking about the slanderer, glory to God. And Jesus talked about him in John 8:44. He said, yeah, you know, father the devil, glory to God. He was talking about man, the slanderer. He said, you was a murderer in the beginning, glory to God, and you are still a murderer, glory to God. You're still full of wickedness, you're still full of God, you're still full of evil, and you ain't gonna change until you find out who I am, glory to God. So look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith, and you shall have peace and freedom and deliverance. Come on and give God some praise. He said, you're the enemy of all subtlety, means God. All mischief, meaning wickedness. All, he said, thus thy child, or the son of the devil, or the slanderer. He said, you are enemy of all righteousness. He said, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? See, the old nature ain't going to stop trying to turn you away.
Right.
It ain't going to stop trying to make you point your finger at your next door neighbor because they're not saved. Jesus said, because you're going through these things, you was called to go through these things. Hallelujah. You was raised up to do this. Glory to God. What did he say? He said, the works that I do shall you do also. But greater than these, glory to God, because more calamity is going to come up on you than it did me in that short period of time. But it didn't take Jesus for always. I mean, all year long or all day long or all century, glory to God, to overcome. He overcame in the time that he spent with the Father walking up on this earth. But you and I, we're up on this earth longer than Jesus was, glory to God. So we need to spend some time in walking in his footsteps. Spend some time with this example, glory to God. Spend some time, glory to God. Sit at this table, glory to God. Eat, glory to God. For it's greater than your physical food. It's greater, glory to God, than your physical need. For it's everything that you have need of, spiritual, physical, and financially. Come on and give God some glory. You know, when the presence of the Lord comes in and we are as children of God, we realize that the griefs are to be borne and acknowledged with his will. And so we are born unto this. And we receive input from our surroundings and temptation. But you know, that's where we get the input from. God ain't going to put nothing up on you evil. So what's left? The nature and the character of the man who decided to bring that mindset in after the creation. Yeah. And so we are tempted. We by our surroundings and the decision-making events that we go through. How many go through some decision-making every day? Yeah. Everybody should raise your hand, because right now you're making some decision. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. As we sit, we're making a decision. As you sit, the old man is talking to you. Yeah. Glory to God. But in this place, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Glory to God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, the old man can't dwell, glory to God. But one thing about it, he can't leave where he is, glory to God. And he tried to out-talk God and overtalk the voice of God, glory to God. But the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, I believe it, he said, thou wilt keep him, talking about you, glory to God, in perfect peace, glory to God. He whose mind is stayed up on who? Him, God Almighty, glory to God. And he and whose mind, whose ones considered him. We got to consider God. God is the greatest, glory to God. When you consider God, you got everything that you have need of, glory to God. When you consider God, in other words, you got to take your thought and your grief, and you got to consider God. When the Spirit of the Lord come up on you, that's when you got to consider God. You got to know, glory to God, that that's not the way. That's Jesus the way. You got to know that that's not the light, but Jesus is the light, glory to God. You got to know, glory to God, that that's not the power, but God is all power in heaven and in earth. Come on and give me some praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. We make a decision. We compare what we know with our conscience. Is that right? We compare what we know with our conscience. That's why we make our decision. Glory to God. But God, in his infinite ways, he rises up, takes us by the hand, and leads us and guides us through the valley of the shadow of death, so that we don't have to fear no evil. Glory to God. I'm hurrying up. I'm closing. Hallelujah. In the book of Corinthians 10:13, because we're going through our calamities and we're having all this trouble, Jesus said, there has no temptation taken you but such as is coming to man. Huh? But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. In other words, but will with the temptation that what you're going through also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear. So see, you're called to go through this stuff. And you're able to go through as long as you keep your hand in the man that's still the water. You're able to get through it, glory to God. As long as you confide in the one who walked up on the water and calmed the sea, glory to God, you'll get through, glory to God. As long as you trust in the one that was in the beginning, was and is to come, glory to God, Kobobo Shaka, you'll make it through this land, glory to God. But nothing is too hard for God. But God is always faithful, and when we be faithful in his word, then God will give us whatsoever he has written, whatsoever he has written in our heart, and whatsoever he shall reveal to us through the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on and give us a praise. Yeah. It's an undeserved favor that we have. We don't even deserve it. Glory to God. I don't have any business with it. But God said, it belongs to me. It belongs to you. Why? Glory to God. Because we are his progeny. Glory to God. We came from him. See, Adam couldn't mess that up. Thank God that God is greater. Hallelujah. And God never changed. Glory to God. God don't have to glory to God. I have to do like we do when we go shopping for our father. He don't have to look for this gift and make sure he didn't give you the same thing. He's always got something new.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the same thing from God, then you're looking in the wrong direction. Because he's not that kind of God. Hallelujah. He's a God that blesses whatever need that you have need of, but according to his riches in glory, and rises according to his riches in glory. So when you get it, you'll be satisfied. That's why I said, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, glory to God, that standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. This man is happy because what? He trusted or confided in God. And when you trust and confide in him, then God will deliver you. That's what he said in his word. Come on and give me some prayer, everybody. Glory to his name.